Well, we've been talking about lots of numbers today, and the news generally being dominated by huge numbers, be it the billions owned by Ireland or the trillions created by quantitative easing. But I think there can be a certain sense of unreality about these massive numbers. And for many, the numbers are so large, it can be hard to really get a grip on the genuine sense of their true meaning. And I went to see Brian Butterworth. He's Emeritus Professor of Cognitive Neuropsychology at the Institute of Cognitive Neuroscience at University College London. In fact, he looks at why it is we find it hard to understand certain things. I went to see him and asked him why it was we can find it difficult to get our heads around such large numbers.
One of the interesting things that neuroscience has discovered recently is that the way in which the brain represents numbers that you're not very familiar with is they kind of represent them in a compressed form, like a logarithmic scale. So a trillion isn't in our brains 1,000 times a billion. It's more like quite a bit bigger than a billion. And that doesn't give people a good sense of whether £3 trillion of quantitative easing is really too much or too little.
Do you think that's just because we're bad at maths, or is there something hardwired in our brain that actually makes it very difficult to grasp the sorts of numbers that are outside our daily experience?
Part of it has got to do with numbers outside our daily experience. So, for example, in Italy, where they used to have lira, where 1,000 lira is worth about, I can't remember now exactly, but something like 50 pence, people were very familiar with a million lira, which is only about 500 quid, let's say, or even a billion lira, which is only about £500,000, which they could envisage. It might be the cost of a decent apartment on the Grand Canal in Venice.
So the implication of which is what you need is a sort of old Italian who's used to lira to be running the economy. It's a different, doesn't quite match. The Italian economy is not so brilliant. Is it therefore a question of just us doing more maths homework, really?
The other reason why people have problems is that actually the UK is not very good at maths. We're about average, looking at all OECD countries. So we're significantly worse than Australia and Canada, much worse than China and Japan, though we are a bit better than Germany and significantly better than the United States. And we know from a recent OECD report that actually maths ability in the population is correlated with GDP growth. So the better at maths the country is, the better their GDP growth is.
What you're saying is quite important here. It's not just that as one gets richer, you tend to have more time perhaps for a better education. You're saying if you get better at maths, yeah, that's a major driver of economic growth.
That's exactly what the OECD report has found.
And maths more than any other subject. It's maths that does it.
Maths is the major component. Science is the next major component. Reading a little bit, but they haven't looked at things like history and geography because it's very difficult to make international comparisons here. But maths in particularly is important. And it's not just raising the overall level that helps. Of course, if you raise the overall level, it will help. But if you just get the lowest 10 or 11%, which is the percentage of our population that fails to reach the OECD minimum standard at 15, really very simple stuff that people can't do. If you can get people up to the minimum level, this will increase GDP growth by 0.44% per annum. Now, it might not sound very much, but actually, over the years, this creates an enormous improvement in GDP for the country.